KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, men's postseason college basketball continued last night. Second round action in the NIT saw Western Kentucky down Southern Cal 79-75. Oklahoma State was a 71-65 winner over Stanford. Utah beat LSU 95-71. And St. Mary's of California, a winner over Washington 85-81. Those winners advancing to third round NIT play. In the CIT tournament, round two, just one game last night, Sam Houston State, a winner over Eastern Michigan, 69-62. Also in the CBI tournament, second round play, North Texas beat Mercer 96-67. It was Campbell over New Orleans, 71-69. San Francisco topping Utah Valley, 78-73, while Jacksonville State beat Central Arkansas, 80-59. In today's men's basketball tournament play in the third round of the National Invitation Tournament, Mississippi State will face Louisville. That game in Louisville. And Marquette will be at home tonight facing off against Penn State of the Big Ten. That's an NIT men's second round, make the third round play tonight. In other men's basketball news, Purdue coach Matt Painter has said he does not expect starting center Isaac Haas to play again this season, even if the NCAA approves a brace to protect his fractured right elbow. The 7-foot, 2-inch senior was injured in an NCAA tournament win over Cal State Fullerton. Team trainers fitted Haas with a large brace to protect his arm, and he worked out with his teammates on Saturday, but he was wearing a brace that would not have allowed him to play for safety reasons. Second-seeded Purdue beat Butler without Haas to reach its second straight Sweet 16. The Boilermakers will play Texas Tech Friday in Boston. Former Memphis All-American Penny Hardaway is heading back to his alma mater as its men's basketball coach. Memphis will announce Hardaway as its next coach tomorrow. That's according to a person familiar with the situation. The person spoke to the Associated Press Monday anonymously because Memphis hasn't publicly announced the hire. Memphis has scheduled a news conference, though, for today. The 46-year-old Hardaway replaces Tubby Smith, who was fired after going 40-26 in two seasons with Memphis. Well, the women's NCAA tournament continued last night. In women's second-round NCAA tournament play, it was 11-seeded Buffalo upending number 3-seed Florida State, 86-65. Fifth-seeded Duke beat fourth-seeded Georgia, 66-40. Top-seed Connecticut, a 71-46 winner over Quinnipiac. Number 11-seed Central Michigan upends number 3 Ohio State, 95-78. Third-seeded UCLA beat 11th-seeded Creighton, 86-64. Top-seed Mississippi State over Oklahoma State by a final of 71-56. Second-seeded Texas advances 85-65 over Arizona State. And number 4-seeded Stanford defeated Florida Gulf Coast 90-70. Those winners advancing to the third round into the Sweet 16. Sweet 16 games in the women's tournament coming up on Friday and Saturday of this week. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating the L.A. Lakers 110-100, Cleveland 124-117 over Milwaukee. Philadelphia beat Charlotte 108-94, the New York Knicks a winner over Chicago 110-92, Brooklyn beat Memphis 118-115, Miami outscored Denver in double overtime 149-141. It was San Antonio topping Golden State 89-75, and Detroit beat Sacramento 106-90. In the National Hockey League last night, Columbus over Boston in overtime 5-4. Nashville shut down Buffalo 4-0. Florida over Montreal 2-0. The LA Kings beat Minnesota in overtime 4-3. Arizona topping Calgary 5-2. In baseball news, American League Most Valuable Player Jose Altuve and the World Series champion Houston Astros have finalized that $163.5 million seven-year contract that guarantees an additional $151 million over five seasons. The 27-year-old second baseman had been among baseball's best bargains. He agreed in 2013 to a deal that originally guaranteed $12.5 million from 2014 to 2017 and included club options for 2018 at $6 million and 2019 at $6.5 million. His new deal keeps those salaries and adds a $21 million signing bonus, of which $1 million is payable upon the deal's approval by the commissioner's office, and $10 million each on July 1st in 2018 and 2019. He gets annual salaries of $26.2 million from 2020 through 2024. Altuve would have been eligible for free agency after the 2019 season. Also in baseball news, Major League Baseball is working to finalize a two-game series between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox at London's Olympic Stadium on June 29th and 30th in 2019. It would be the sport's first regular season games in Europe. The Red Sox have the option of having both games be Boston home games. Baseball officials have long hoped for games in London and settled last year on Olympic Stadium. In NFL news, a person with direct knowledge of the move says the Washington Redskins have signed cornerback Orlando Scandrick to a two-year deal worth up to $10 million. That person spoke to the Associated Press anonymously because the team hadn't announced the deal. The Dallas Cowboys released Scandrick over the weekend after he made 38 tackles and 11 starts last season. Scandrick started 69 games and appeared in 125 with Dallas since being taken in the fifth round of the 2008 draft. The 31-year-old gives Washington some insurance at cornerback behind Josh Norman after they traded Kendall Fuller to Kansas City in the deal for quarterback Alex Smith. Scandrick will be in the mix with Quentin Dunbar, Fabian Moreau, and Josh Holsey for playing time. The Houston Texans have signed unrestricted free agent safety Tyrann Mathieu and claimed wide receiver Sammy Coates off waivers from Cleveland. Mathieu was released last week by Arizona after five seasons when the two sides couldn't rework his contract. The 25-year-old safety was due for $18.75 million of his contract to be guaranteed when the league year officially began, and Arizona saved nearly $5 million in cap space by cutting him. A person familiar with the situation says the Carolina Panthers and unrestricted free agent slot wide receiver Jarius Wright have agreed on a three-year deal. The 28-year-old Wright has spent all six NFL seasons with the Vikings and is familiar with Panthers offensive coordinator Norv Turner, having worked under him in Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings have finalized their trade with the Denver Broncos for quarterback Trevor Siemian to be the backup to free agent prize Kirk Cousins. The Vikings announced the deal, which was agreed to last week. They sent a 2019 fifth-round draft pick to the Broncos for Siemian and a seventh-round choice this year after signing Cousins to a three-year, $84 million fully guaranteed contract. In golf news, Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed go from being teammates to opponents in match play. Spieth and Reed have a 7-2-2 record as partners in two Ryder Cups and last year's President's Cup. They were drawn in the same four-man group for the Dell Technologies match play, which starts Wednesday at Austin Country Club. Spieth knows the course well from his days playing for the Texas Longhorns. The format at this World Golf Championship is round-robin play through Friday, with the winners of each of 16 groups advancing to a weekend of single elimination. Dustin Johnson is the number one seed. Also in his group is Kevin Kisner, one of his best friends from junior golf in South Carolina. And in tennis news, the Laver Cup was a hit last year, and now Roger Federer is hoping it proves popular here on U.S. soil. The 20-time Grand Slam champion made his first ever visit to Chicago on Monday to promote the second Laver Cup, the team competition that debuted last year in Prague. Federer was joined by tennis legends Rod Laver and John McEnroe, along with young Australian star Nick Kyrgios. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call today, 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.